Good afternoon. The front that brought showers and thunderstorms about 24 hours ago through the region is well off the eastern seaboard now, and drier and cooler air began to flow in behind it. As a result, we're starting the day about 10 to 20 degrees cooler, and mainly in the 40s and lower 50s across the region. At the same time, some energy in the mid-levels of the atmosphere is pivoting through, and this is touching off more scattered showers, especially across the Adirondack, Champlain Valley, and central and northern Vermont, with another round of showers pivoting through Lake Ontario and getting ready to move down the Mohawk Valley into the Greater Capital District and through central New England a little bit later this morning. To the south of these showers, in the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley in southern New England, it'll be dry through the day today. After the showers pass, everyone will go back to sunshine for the afternoon hours, and with a bit of a breeze, temperatures will find their way into the middle and upper 70s. Skies will be mostly clear tonight, and it will be comfortably cool again, with lows in the upper 40s and lower to mid 50s. A storm system in the Midwest will track down the Ohio Valley and off to our south and off the mid-Atlantic coast during the day tomorrow. On this track, clouds will increase late tonight and first thing tomorrow morning, with a chance of showers possible, especially in southern sections, the Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England tomorrow morning. The rest of the region will stay dry, and with increasing sunshine tomorrow afternoon, highs will be back into the middle 70s. At this point, a ridge of high pressure will begin to build into the region both at the surface and aloft, and on Friday, this will allow temperatures to warm into the lower 80s with mostly sunny skies. The humidity will stay down into the beginning of the weekend, and with more sunshine on Saturday, temperatures will climb into the middle and upper 80s. With a return southwesterly wind flow around that high on Sunday, we'll get more humidity into the region, and temperatures will push up toward 90 with a mix of sun and clouds. Eventually, a couple of disturbances will approach from the west, and this may initiate a few thunderstorms on Monday, and especially Tuesday, with highs back into the 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of eastern Iowa, southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois, northern and central Indiana, southwest lower Michigan, and west central Ohio. Surrounding this area, there's an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the upper Mississippi Valley, southern Great Lakes, Ohio Valley, and central Appalachian Mountains. An impressive and unseasonable fast-moving area of energy will move east-southeastward from the northern plains into the upper Mississippi Valley today. Ahead of this system, a moist and unstable air mass will be in place across the mid to upper Mississippi Valley, extending eastward into the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. This setup will be favorable for a significant wind damage event across parts of the upper Mississippi Valley, southern Great Lakes, and Ohio Valley this afternoon and tonight. A warm front is forecast to set up from northern Illinois into central Indiana during the day, with a moderately unstable warm sector across the mid to upper Mississippi Valley, and an associated 60 to 75 knot mid-level jet stream will approach the region from the west. The progressive mid-level jet stream will enhance large-scale ascent and strengthen deep-layer shear across the upper Mississippi Valley, making conditions favorable for organized severe storms. Storms are forecast to initiate in the northeastern parts of Iowa to the northeast of a low-pressure center during the mid-afternoon hours. Supercells with large hail, wind damage, and perhaps a strong tornado will be possible with the initial development, but a rather quick transition to linear mode should take place, and a swath of wind damage with wind gusts above 65 knots will be possible, along with a cluster of tornadoes possible in the moderate risk area. At Mount Washington this morning, 60 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 39 degrees with a southwest wind at 15 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 34 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 57 degrees under mostly cloudy skies, the dew point 49, 74% relative humidity, a south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.79 inches, and it is falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston increasing clouds with the risk of a shower or thunderstorm in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo increasing sun with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, The high temperature in Albany yesterday, 80 degrees, the low 56, the average temperature 68. That's 1 degree below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low 59. The record high 95 set in 1954, and the record low 37 in 1940. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows near 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 80. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers this morning, more sunshine this afternoon, and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight in the lower to mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Partly sunny and breezy with scattered showers this morning, more sun this afternoon with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some clouds and showers possible south of I-90 in the morning, sunshine for everyone in the afternoon, mid 70s. Mostly sunny Friday, lower 80s. Mostly sunny mid to upper 80s Saturday. A mix of sun and clouds, more humidity Sunday with highs near 90, and scattered showers and thunderstorms possible Monday and Tuesday with highs back into the 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.